I know that some of you are joining us from outside our church, but we're in the middle of an effort right now where we're calling the whole church to a season of prayer and fasting. And the desire is that as many people who will take that step and start doing a little fasting during the week of November 3rd through the 9th. And you could do it beforehand or whenever, whether it be a one meal, whether it be a day or 3 days or the week or whatever you chose to do. But I thought it'd be good to say a few words about fasting. You know, it's a discipline of the church that's been in existence from its foundation. Jesus talked about it and made it very, very clear that it was something that was a part of Christian living, saying when you fast, as if to assume as Christians you will be fasting. And isn't it odd that today very few Christians fast? If I were to ask a raise of hands, I bet we'd have only a handful. And it puts it on the same level as praying. Praying and fasting. You see them together, praying and fasting. And if we said, how many of you have prayed in the last week or month or whatever, everybody would raise their hand. So there's something, some reason it's been neglected, and partly because it's hard, it's challenging, it's self-denying, but it is a very, very valuable experience. I was just talking to someone today that I was having lunch with that's fasting right now, and we were discussing it, and he said, you know, there's this man fasts once a month, an elder who, right before the elder meeting, 24 hours before the meeting, just on his own, she says, I fast every month before the elder meeting. And he was saying, boy, what that does for me is amazing. And we started talking about it. And it really is amazing what happens when you fast. And I want to just read a couple of things here just to get us understanding this. One person defines fasting, talks about it. He says, the very idea of a fast speaks of abstinence. A fast is a time of extraordinary worship and seeking God's face, which includes denial of self, and of the use of ordinary and even necessary things for a special season and for a particular reason. Listen to this. If there is no worship and seeking God's face, there is no fast. Now, the truth of it is, you're doing a physical fast, but it's not a spiritual fast. That's what he's saying. If there is no self-denial, there is no fast. One other person defines fasting. Fasting is in the biblical sense, is choosing not to partake of food because of your spiritual hunger is so deep, your determination and intercession so intense, or your spiritual warfare so demanding that you have temporarily set aside even fleshly needs to give yourself to prayer and meditation. Just a few thoughts here, and then we'll move on. Here's some of the benefits. I have a list of the benefits that I've studied this subject and got the scriptures behind it and all, but I'm not going to go through all that. Let me hit four. One, stimulates engagement in prayer. That's one of the things that happens. You will find that when you're fasting, it really does help you as you think about your God. Something happens. Number two, it prompts spiritual insight and guidance. I was on a long fast when the weeks before we were coming into this building, I was on a fast and had been on it for a while. And as I was taking a walk at night, and it was probably 11 at night, and I was speaking to the Lord out loud because no one was around, no one was outside, no one could hear me. And so I'm just talking out loud to the Lord. And I declare I had the one and only experience of my life where I heard a voice. Now, I know it was not an audible voice, but it came out of nowhere, and I mean it, and I heard what that voice said, and the things that confirmed that voice the next few days, it would blow your mind if I told you. And I really believe the Lord spoke to me. I was not an emotional high. I wasn't thinking. I was just talking to the Lord, and next thing you know, boom. It was so real that I spoke back audibly to what he said to me. And, you know, can't verify it, but I'll tell you what, I left that thing saying, I think I had a meeting with God tonight. Is there a coincidence that it happened to be while I was fasting? I don't think so. So It prompts spiritual insight and guidance. Number three, it reveals things that controls us, and boy, does it do that. You'll see how much we depend upon things like food or whatever you're fasting. By the way, you can fast from other things. I did a golf fast for about 6 weeks last winter. I picked my times correctly, you know. I think that's pretty honest to me, huh? I didn't have to add that. I just threw that in, but it was. But anyway, so it doesn't have to be just food. There is, though, something about food, and it's mainly what you see in Scripture. But it does reveal things that control us. And then lastly, reminds us of our sin and shame and God's grace and mercy. It really does make you have a sense of, God, I don't deserve food, and you give me food every day. I don't deserve the things that keep me living, and you give it to me every day. So that's just four of several. Let me hit the last point here, and that is the motivation of fasting. One, and I'm going to give you just a few of many, before a difficult or hazardous duty, great time to be fasting. Queen Esther, a great illustration about that. When she asked before she was going to the king, she says, which should take her life, she said, please fast for me. And so that's one reason. Another would be when a notable blessing is wanting or in danger of losing. Another would be when one's soul is so hungry it's starved. Another, when you need to prepare for your soul to be engaged in extraordinary operations. And that's what's leading us to be calling a fast in the church right now. And then when your body needs to get in subjection to your mind. So a few of the reasons there. Just a couple of practical words about fasting. If you've never fasted, I would encourage you not to go on a long fast. Start it for a short period of time. Maybe go for a meal to start with, or maybe two meals. Maybe go a half day, whatever. But you want to kind of build up in that experience. I think that's an important thing. Number two, I don't know if you know this, but at the end of 3 days, you have no hunger. Your hunger is gone, and that is for sure. I mean, it's just as real as if all of a sudden you just don't have a hunger for food. And now you have a desire for the taste, so you'll smell something and want to die for it, you know, just give it to me. But it's only because it's so appealing. Not because you're feeling hunger, because your stomach is actually just drawing in, and after 3 days, it no longer draws in. But once it's drawn in, no hunger feeling, but then you've got to be very careful when you start eating. Because if you eat too much, or the wrong things, and I did that after a long fast, I thought I was following. I had instructions, I read a book about it and how to do it, and I followed it, and I still had a real serious problem in breaking. In fact, you can actually die when you start eating after a long fast. If you got to be very, very careful there. So, and I'm not thinking anybody's going to be doing that kind of long fast, but be aware of this, that when you do, if you've had a lot of caffeine, and then you all of a sudden stop that caffeine, you have headaches, you'll have a kind of a bad taste a little bit in your mouth. The poisons of your body start coming out. If you drink a lot of water, it washes those out and so forth. But you want to just be careful on some of the little details. If you got any kind of medical issues, you'd certainly want to talk to a doctor before you would fast. But I'll tell you this, there's a great book called Fasting Can Save Your Life, and it'll show you all the incredible medical benefits that fasting brings to the body. So it's a good thing, and I'd encourage y'all, just start. Take a little step in some direction. If it's one meal, and use that time to pray. Ask the Lord to meet you during that time. I think you're going to find that it's a great benefit spiritually. Okay? Love to hear some stories. By the way, if you told somebody you were praying the other day, you wouldn't feel like, oh gosh, I shouldn't have told people that. Sometimes we feel that. I went on a long fast and never told anybody ever that I was fasting. And it does seem a little odd that you're kind of almost boasting. If we're in a group like this and we can share and tell our stories, I'd love to hear how your experiences have been. So any of you that do and will, let's be open to bring them here. Love to hear what you say.